At Shakilu to the Secha, go take your good sayings and Shad Yachizra, throw it backwards. In other words, we don't need your Chiddush. Because Kvar Tirgum or Ravoishi or Lishmaitav a Bavel. Ravoishi already said over this Halach and Bavel, like you're not telling us the Chiddush. That was the Halach we just had. That in a case where a person's wife, that's only an Arusa, dies, there's no Ksuba, there's no Tanai Ksuba, the husband does not have to take care of the burial. Right, then the Mishnah says another Tanai Ksuba was born in Nukvin Debel Chiminoi. Another Tanai Ksuba is you marry your wife, you say that any daughters that I have from you, they're going to have a right to get Mzoinus from my Nechosim. Even after the father dies, from his Nechosim, the daughters will get fed. Rav Toni Rav learned Ad the Tilokun Aguvrin, that the Tanai Ksuba is after the husband dies, that the daughters will get fed from his property up until they get married. But once they get married, then they're on their own, the husbands take care of them. For Levi, Tony, Levi learned that to Bagarin. No, it only means until they become 12 and a half years old. Once they become a Bagaris, also then they like to go out of the father's Rishus, so then they have to take care of themselves. They have no right to be mazen, get mazenis, get that food from their brothers, like from the Yoshim. Samara says, L'Rav, is it true? Afagav the Bogar. That Rav says, up until she gets married, she gets mazonis, even if she became a bageris already. Once she became a bageris, she's not in the father's rishus anymore. So how come she gets fed from the father's property? For Levi also, Afagav the Intziv, Levi says, up until she becomes a bageris, even if she had nesuyin when she's an ara, does Levi also say like that? But Havada not like that. Havada we know that if a girl has nesuyin, she goes out of the father's rishus. She's in her husband's rishus, so why should she get mezonos from her father's property? Ella like this, bogar v'loy intziv. In a case where she became a bagera, she's 12 and a half, even though she didn't get married yet. Or else intziv, where she had nesuyin when she was 12, v'loy bogar, she didn't become a bagera yet, to kulayal m'loy pligi. Everybody agrees that she does not get mezonos anymore. Because if her father would be alive, she goes out of the rishus of the father. When a girl becomes 12 and a half, a bageris, or when she has nesuyin, she goes out of the father's rishus. So therefore, Avada, when the father died now, and the daughter collects mezoinus, because of the Tanai Ksuba, it's only before one of these two things happens. Either she has to still be a nara, not a bageris, or else she has to be, she didn't have nesuyin yet. But if one of these two things happen, shita she doesn't get. So where's the machlokes then? Ki pligi be arus of loy bogar. Machlokes says, well, she's only a nara, she's not a bageris yet, she's only 12 years old, but she had erusin with a man. That's the machlokes, so she goes out of the rishus of the father or not. Is there still a Tanai Ksuba that she can still get mezoinus? Versus the chain Tony Levi b'mastisa. That's where Levi learned in the Brisa also. Atati bagrin v'yamti zimnoyin v'yimtsevun. That he said what? She gets mezoinus up until she becomes a bageris, and also until the time comes to make nesuyin. For the Gemara Tati, what does it mean? What's the two things, one or the other? Like, how do you have both? Eli meant it like this. Oy tibagrin, enechnam, either one by itself, takes her out of her father's rishus, she doesn't get mezoinus. Either she became a bageris, she's 12 and a half years old, she doesn't get mezoinus anymore from the nichtei avihem. Oy yimto zimnin the interval, or else there came the time that she's supposed to have nesuyin. In other words, according to Levi, even though she had erusin, so what? She is still b'shus av, she would collect her mezoinus. It's only when it came the time that she was supposed to have nesuyin 12 months later, that's when she doesn't get mezoinus anymore. The Gemara says it's a machlokes tanoim, tanoim argue on this. Ad mosai habas nizoinus. If a father dies and left over a daughter and sons, so the sons, the Yash and all the Nechosim, but because of the Tanai Ksuba, they have to feed their sister. She gets mezoinus. Until how long does she get mezoinus? Achati Yaris. One says until she has erusin. As soon as she has erusin, she goes out of the father's rishus, she doesn't get mezoinus. Meshum Reblozu Amru, Achati Bagar, even a later time, up until she becomes a Bageris. So you see, one Maniam Akoponim says erusin alone. Tony Rab Yosef, Adati Heaven, until they get married. Now, Iboilu, you have a question. Havaya the erusin? Does Rav Yosef mean lechumra, as soon as she has erusin, she doesn't get mezoinus anymore? Or Havaya the nesuyin? Or else maybe no, maybe like Levi, it's only when she has nesuyin, then she's out of the father's rishus completely, then she doesn't get mezoinus anymore from the nichsa yisaimim. And the Melmor Teikel, Echemet Sofik. What Rav Yosef means is like a sofik, does he mean nesuyin, or maybe even erusin? Iboilu, we have a question like this. No. Amalei Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said to Rav Yosef, Mishmi lecha min ed Rav Yehuda. Did you hear a halacha from Rav Yehuda? Arusa yesh la mezoinus, or yein la mezoinus. That's the shaila. Does an arusa get mezoinus or not? Does Ramashawa shaila, where the daughter, her father died, so for tonight suba she has a right to get mezoinus from the nichasim her father left over, but now she became an arusa, so she still get mezoinus or not? Omaleh, he said back, so Rav Yosef answered back, Mishma lo shmili. I did not hear from Rav Yehuda clearly what he holds halacha. Ela misvara, but I can tell you my svara, my logic tells me, lesla, she does not get mezoinus. Why? Kivan the irsa, since she had erisin, lo nichalei de tizel. Like usually the svara is, why do we say a basa daughter gets fed, what's the tanai ksuba? Because we don't want it to be mezalzel to go around collecting money by the doors. So therefore, they made it tonight ksuba that she has the right to collect the mezoinos from a nichsei avihin. But here, where she got married already, she has erisin, her husband is not going to let her go around collecting money. It's a big zilzah for the husband to see his wife go collecting money. So even though when you only have erisin, you have no chiyuv to support your wife, but there's a svara though that the husband won't let his wife go around collecting money. So therefore, here there's no svara she should collect from the nechosim of the yisaimim, but rather let her collect from her husband. So that means svar, I would say that once she becomes narusa, she got married, let her husband take care of her, so yisaimim don't have to feed her anymore. Omalei, so Chizda said back, imishmulei shmilucha, if you did not hear clearly the halacha, misvara, I could tell you the logic is just the opposite. Misvar isla, from the svar I tell you, that maybe she does deserve to get mezoinus. Why? Kivan de loikim lo de gavo, since the husband doesn't know her yet, like he didn't have nesuin with her, he only had erisin. So there's 12 months till they make nesuin. It's not for sure he's going to make nesuin yet. Maybe he'll give her a get yet. It's not 100% sure. So the svar is, leshad yezuzi bechti, a man doesn't throw away money for nothing. In other words, he also svar, the husband for sure will not support her. Like it's not hers yet. He's not married to her yet. It's not his yet, yeah? He's not married to her. He doesn't have nesuin yet. He could change his mind easily. So therefore, the husband will not support her. So therefore, the svara is she should still get mezoinos from the nichsei yisayim, from her father's nechosim. Vika the army, some say like this, the question was, or they spoke back to one another, that Omalei said to him like this, Rav Yosef answered back, Mishmalei shmili, I didn't hear clearly from Rav Yehuda, but misvara, my logic tells me, Yisla, she deserves. Kivan de la kimla de gavo, the army, just the opposite svaris. That Rav Yosef was the one that says she does deserve to get mezoinus still. Because the husband won't support her. Kivan de la kimla de gavo, the husband's not sure he's going to keep her yet. He didn't live with her yet. Leshad yezuzi vichti, her man doesn't throw away money for nothing. Therefore, we're not so sure the husband would support her. Therefore, she didn't svar her, she should still get her mezoinus from the nichsei of her father, that Yisraimim Yashin. Omalei, so Rabbi Yochizda said back, if you did not hear clearly, misvara, my logic says just the opposite. Leslo, she should not get any more mezoinus from the nichsei yisaimim. Kivon the irsa, since she had irsa, now she has a husband. La nichale de tizel. The svara is the husband does not want her to go around collecting money. So the svara is if the husband sees he has no money, of course he'll take care of her and he'll support her. Therefore, we stop the yisaimim from supporting her, and we say rather let the husband support her. Simin de Gavri Sak Zoraf Yamanov Yivma Shniya Rusav Yonsa. Here's some of all the next Gemaras. Yeah? Right. Boy Minei Rav Sheshet. He asked the Shalom from Sheshet like this. Mamenes, in the case with the daughter, again, her father died, and she had brothers. So the son's Yashin, the father's Nechosim Mediraisa, and after Tanai Ksuba, the daughter gets fed, gets Mazinois from the sons, the brothers have to feed her. Now, what's going to be for Mamenes? A case where the girl got married. She was a katana, let's say. And she even had nesuyin. But now she's mamayin, she says goodbye to her husband. She goes to Bezdin, and she's mamayin, and her husband just says goodbye to him. Is yesh lo mezoinus, ayin lo mezoinus. Mamenus usually is oika the kedushin lo mafreya. We look as if she was never married. So if we look as if she's never married, lechura she should get mezoinus. Because we look now as if she never left her father's rishus, she should get mezoinus. That's the shaila. Does she or doesn't she? Yeah. Omalu Rashesh Rashesh is like this. Tinisu, we learned. Almono bebeisavia. If she's an almono, that she went back to her father's house. Ugrusha bebeisavia. Or else she had to get and she went back to her father's house. Vishemeris yavim bebeisavia. Yeshla mezoinis. All these cases, they do have mezainis. These are cases of Adam and Eristin, the case where she only had Kiddushin, she didn't have Nisuin yet, and the husband either died or gave her a get, or Shemeris Yavim. Then she goes back to her father's house, and she still gets mezainis. We have Yehudu Aymano. Oida bebeisavia, she's mamish still in the father's house. Yeshla mezainis, then she gets mezainis. Ain't bebeisavia, she's not in the father's house. Ain't lo mezainis, she doesn't get mezainis. For the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, and Tanakama, are they both saying the same thing? And Tanakama also agrees that when she's married, she doesn't get. It's only after she goes back to her father's house that she gets. So what's the machlokes then? Elulav mimamenes ika benayu. The machlokes is in the case where the daughter had nisuyin, not just amerisim, but she had nisuyin, and now she was still a ketana, and she was mamayin. She said goodbye to her husband in front of Bezdin. That the locher is me and his oikah the kedushin of Afreya. That's the machlokes. The Tanakam is sover isla. Yes, she gets mezainis, and that's the locher. Because we hold me and his oikah the kedushin of Afreya. We look now as if this ketana was never married. Therefore, as the Tanai ksuba, she has a right to collect mezainis from her brothers, that Yasha and the father. For Rabbi Yehuda is sover, less Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Even though it could be me and his oikah of Afreya, but lemaisa, she went out of the father's rishus. At the time when she had Nisuyin, she wasn't in the father's rishus. Therefore, you the older svara, she does not get mezainis. Boy, Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish has a shadow like this. Bas yivomo yeshla mezainis, ayen la mezainis. In the case where there was a mitzvah yibum, the husband died, and the brother was miyabim, his brother's wife, and now they had a daughter. And then now the lacher is, her father dies. And he has sons, and he has the daughter. Does the daughter get the mezainis from the assignment or not? What's the shaila? Kivun the yomamar, since we learned in Yevamis, ksubosa, in a case where the new yavim now dies, who has to pay his yavim, the wife to ksuba? We learned here, goes on nichse baila rishon. It's the first brother. He has to pay. The ksuba goes to her now from the first brother's nechosim. Is so lesla. Is so that there's no ksuba from the second husband. Therefore, his daughter does not have a right to get fed mezainis after he dies, because it's not his chiyuv ksuba. A yavama only gets the ksuba from a first husband's nechassim. So this was not his daughter, she doesn't get fed. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Kivan, since we learned over there, di lesla lo merishon, let's say the first husband did not leave over any nechassim. There's no money for to collect the ksuba from the first husband. So the lacher is tekinu la rabbanu misheni. The rabbanu or misakan, the second husband, to send the yavam now, has to give her ksuba. So maybe here also, since bonim, for her bonis, there was no ksuba from the first husband, so there should also be part of the tanai ksuba now, the tekinu rabbanin, that the second husband now has to give her ksuba to support her daughters, is maybe isla, maybe the daughter now should get mezainis. That's the shayla. So Rashi Demar says, take a stack of sofik. The case was a mitzvah yibum, and they had a daughter, and now the second brother dies. Does this, from his nechosim, to does the daughters get supported or not? It's a take. Sofik in the Gemara. Since Mikra din the ksub is upon the first brother's nechosim, the daughters lose out. Or Duma maybe no, the Rabbanu made a takan here also, that they should get. Right, the boy you rebel loves it. It's a shout like this. Bas Shania. In a case where a man married, the shniya means an issa erev midrabbanan. Let's say he married his grandmother. His grandmother is only yosa to you midrabbanan. Your mother's mother is only yosa midrabbanan. So let's say a man married his grandmother. And he has a daughter. Yeshkla mezainis, ayen lo mezainis. And now the husband dies. Does the daughter get mezainis from the nechasim or not? Is there a tanaik subi or not? One svar is kiv.